Now, you know, we've all had those moments whereby you're rushing around trying to find a charger or trying to borrow one at work. And what kind of a charger you're looking for? Is this Android? Is this iPhone charger? Is it a Huawei? What's going on? What's going on? All of that could be coming to a halt in, well, I won't say the near distant future, but in the not so distant future. The European Commission is on the brink of adopting its long awaited legislation that will require all mobile phones and other electronic devices sold in Europe to have a common charging standard. And to discuss all of that and talk a little more on it is our tech man Jordan Casey from SCNE and Hub Web Design Waterford. Good morning to you, Jordan.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. As Ollie said, Jordan, there's nothing as annoying as being an Android user who needs a charger and you're only in the company of Apple users or vice versa. So at the moment, is it correct to say that Android is a standard charger and a standard port? Portal size and everything, and then iPhone is different?
Well, actually, yes and no. So Android have two standards at the moment, the micro USB and the USB-C cable. The micro USB is a slightly older cable, and the USB-C is in the more newer versions. And then, as you say, Apple's Lightning connector is completely separate on its own.
Okay, so basically, and I know my phone is a newer Android and it does have the new connector, but at least if Ollie had a new Huawei and I had a new Samsung, we could use the same charger because it is relatively standardized across Android.
Yeah, absolutely. And most Androids are going to start adopting the USB-C as newer models come out. And this is sort of one of the thought processes, I would imagine, behind the new legislation that looks to make the USB-C the universal standardized device charging model. The other one, and the issue that the EU regulators have found, is that it actually is quite unsustainable, particularly now that we're seeing how a transition to a new cable can look at, as it will obviously increase a huge amount of electronic waste, consumers buying new chargers, and obviously discarding chargers, the micro USB cables in this instance, that have no use. And so that's the issue that's been debated over the past few years, to standardise the charging model to reduce the waste and probably the annoyance as well.
Yeah, and probably the annoyance as well. But I can only see that as a short-term problem. Like, if everybody's going for the same charger, we'll get to that point where everybody has the same charger and we can use away on that, you know, as opposed to, as it is, having to buy a different charger if you buy a different phone or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose the issue there that has come with that is that 21% of phone users in the European Union use the Lightning connector, which is just completely, as we know, separate to itself. So I suppose it really is targeting the Apple connector in itself.
But isn't it part of the whole conversation about how Apple does seem to want to keep itself separate,
unique?
So, you know, if you're an Apple user, you have to be affiliated to iTunes, and you know, is it not a case of keeping Apple users as Apple users and buying their iPhone so that they won't drift over to the Android market? I'm sure Apple aren't jumping up and down with excitement at the idea of a standardized charger.
Oh no, not at all. And yeah, for sure, what you said there is completely correct. Apple are very, very closed off to anything that isn't Apple. And there is obviously a debate as well on the regulation of design and product design, which this is essentially what that is as well. So yeah, I don't think Apple are happy with it at all. However, the speed of this law being implemented will go along with the speed of government. And one thing that we as Apple fanboys have seen in the past few months is that Apple are actually looking to ditch ports altogether. And they have their new wireless charging that has been in the last couple of models. They look to just keep that as their new standard, which actually might help them get away with this altogether.
Totally. And I suppose I think you raise a really important point there. And, you know, I mean, in the aftermath of that frightening IPCC report about climate change as well, the less waste and the less plastic and the less production of anything, the better. Yeah. So, I mean, shouldn't every phone manufacturer be looking towards,
standardization?
Or even no chargers like what Apple are doing?
I think so. I think it's the future. And actually, to be fair to the European Union, they've had a standardized wireless charging regulation in since the beginning. So whilst Apple can have different designs of how their chargers look, the technology itself actually works across the board. So if you use an Android wireless charger or an iPhone wireless charger, the technology will work the same. So that is already standardized. It's just convincing people to make that leap over now to the
there you go, Jordan. Sure, look, we've solved the problem on air here this morning.
Yes, exactly. I always remember, you know, my more techie friends over the years, back when you'd be at a festival or something, it was nearly impossible to charge your phone. They'd always be the ones who'd have the little charger packs with them, you know, those little tiny devices that you stick in and charge. I was never one of those organised people. But on the whole
You didn't have the juice, Mary.
I didn't have the juice. But on the whole thing now, it's incredible now how quickly you can charge a phone as well. Like the new chargers will charge your phone in half an hour and everything, which I'd imagine, again, is better in terms of use of electricity and everything like that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think that's a good thing as well. And particularly the USB-C cable, as that's the most the newest of the models. And the performance on those cables are great, sometimes even better than the Lightning cable. So yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens.
So basically the choice has been taken out of Apple's hands on a European level anyway. They're going to just have to go towards this standardisation.
Yeah, exactly. And it should be interesting to see what they'll do in terms of that, if they'll just go portless completely, or if some of their phones in the US or in Asian markets will have a Lightning cable, and then if it's just in Europe, it's a USB-C, which could have different sort of values, I would imagine. But yeah,
so wouldn't it be a great old sale pitch to go portless altogether and just do this wireless charging?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But to put yourself forward as the forerunner and the innovator of all of that and say, look how we're helping the environment.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the direction Apple look to be going, if we're going to listen to rumours anyway.
Mm. Great stuff. Jordan, thank you.
Thanks so much, Jordan. We really appreciate that. That's Jordan Casey from SC&E and Hub Web Design Waterford. And don't forget, for any app or website development queries, you can contact Jordan Casey Radio at gmail.com.